Hello, my name is Trevor Harris from Classical 90.5 and KBIA. We hope you're enjoying the new sounds of the new Classical 90.5. Our CD of the week this week is a new release on the Analecta label from the Cecilia String Quartet, a pair of string quartets from Felix Mendelssohn that comprise a portion of his Opus 44. I recently sat down, had a conversation by phone with the cellist, Rachel DeSoor, she of the Cecilia String Quartet. Here's excerpts from that interview. Talk about the process of how you, as a group of four who all come at this with different perspectives and different training, how do you select pieces that you will record or perform live?
Yeah, repertoire selection is still kind of a tricky thing. It's one of the most exciting processes that we go through. I think it's mainly based on what we love and respond to, so that's exciting. But we are four very different people, which brings a really fun sort of mix to things. So generally we have pieces on our wish list, you know, things we've known all our lives and desperately want to play. And then we have input sometimes from presenters asking for specific quartets. And then we have, you know, just getting a wide variety of things, make sure we're covering all the different wonderful eras of string quartet literature. So all these things sort of combine together and we go through a voting process. And sometimes we wait 6 years to play the piece we really want, and sometimes it's on the next season.
So talk to me about your schedule. I assume, like most successful individuals, you all have a weekly time that you get together, either for performance or a business meeting or both?
Yes. Well, we're actually really lucky that we do string quartet full-time. This is our full-time job. So that means we rehearse 4 hours a day, at least 5 days a week. And we teach at the university weekly and when we're not on tour. And so our schedule is mainly made up of rehearsals and quartet-related administration and projects. So this is just really what we do all day long.
I would say it sounds like a luxury, but it sounds more like it's something that you've worked towards and you all are able to do what you love as your job.
Absolutely. And now the music business is perhaps quite different from 20 years ago. So we do have management, but a lot of the administration of a string quartet is this entrepreneurial business that we're all doing. So I would say almost half of the work we do is actually presenting other theories, commissioning work, applying for grants, doing just a ton of business-related work. We actually began our first foray into commissioning a couple years ago, and we're still in our first major project, which is commissioning 4 female Canadian composers. And that's a project that I'm sort of overseeing, but of course is a venture of the entire quartet. And we came to it simply because we wanted to actively encourage the representation of music by women in our art form. And this commissioning project seemed a really great way to do that for the future. Just premiered our first commission in this project by Nicole Lise, and she's heavily influenced by electronic music and, dare I say, techno. So, I mean, playing some of these genres within the classical realm is really exciting for us. The project will culminate in a recording, hopefully to be released in the winter of 2017. Xenia Concerts is a series that we're currently running in Toronto, and it's simply a concert series for children with autism and their families. So basically an accessible concert series where all behaviors are welcome. And we came to this because we've had some personal experience playing on similar series in the U.S., but also I have been identifying demographics that are, you know, have less accessibility to classical concerts for various reasons. And so we've learned through this process that a lot of children are sort of discouraged from attending these concerts because their behaviors might be disruptive. And we also found out that a lot of children love music, even specifically classical music. So we just wanted to provide a place where they could hear the highest quality music and respond to it in a way they wanted to. And the response has actually been amazing. We've had very full shows, and parents are so appreciative, and we love connecting with the kids.
So I'm curious what the dynamic is like at those concerts. If you go in knowing that all behaviors are acceptable, and you're not judging people's enthusiasm and how they respond to the music, does one person sharing her joy in a very exuberant vocal way egg somebody else on? Does it become like a cascade?
I actually haven't noticed that. We did have one show where simply the number of people, I think, was too high. You know, if you have a room and you have 100 kids, the noise level can just get too high. In general, I don't notice the kids sort of reacting to each other much. I just notice some kids like to wander around while listening. Some like to actively dance. Some, you know, occasionally will shout out something in response. But in general, it's actually just been wonderful.
These two works that are part of a set of three that form the Opus 44. He started writing them when he was on his honeymoon in the Black Forest back in 1837. Can you sense the mood of the wedding in the music?
That's funny because actually at concerts we usually joke about that with the audience because we often play 44 number 2, which starts so stormy and anxious and beautiful, but it has this sort of turbulence to it. And we're always, oh, what was going on this honeymoon that he would write such a thing? And why was he writing music on his honeymoon? I would say that the movements are so varied in character, and I don't hear anything literally biographical. I don't often hear that in music anyways, but in this case I really find that the fact he was on his honeymoon has nothing to do with the music. In my opinion, the music is just incredibly strong in emotional character and a joy of play.
Tell me about the Cecilia String Quartet. The name, where does that come from?
Well, as a lot of string quartet names, it comes from the need for a name. So it was devised, I think, you know, the day before an application 10 years ago, a coach actually suggested, well, you know, St. Cecilia is the patron saint of music. And so the quartet said, well, yeah, Cecilia sounds good. Let's go with that. It stuck.
That was cellist Rachel Desor. She visited with me last week by phone. She's part of the Cecilia String Quartet. Their new release on the Analected label of Mendelssohn String Quartets from his Opus 44 is our CD of the week this week on Classical 90.5. Listen for selections from that release during the Morning Classics program between 7 and 9 on Classical 90.5. Thank you.